So if you got your Bibles opened up to Galatians, the first chapter, glory to God. We'll start with the fourth verse. Let's see. Just give me 10 minutes of your time. In the fourth verse, it says, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil, world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. But there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And we said before, so say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you other than that we have that you have received, let him be accursed. Remember, every action creates a reaction. As we see here, it says that he gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from the present evil world according to the will of God. He gave himself for our sins. Jesus gave himself for us. The word sins there is translated hamartia. It means failing to hit the mark. And we know the mark is the prize in Christ Jesus. It didn't say that you failed to get there. It just said you failed to hit it at that particular time. But Jesus came to do away with that, to strengthen us. And he said that he might deliver us from this present evil, amen. This present evil, the wicked acting of the evil nature. What he's actually saying is, Jesus came to deliver you from yourself. Bet you thought I was going to say he came to deliver you from the devil, didn't you? He came to deliver you from yourself. I don't know about you, but I need to be delivered from me. I need to be delivered from me every day. That's why Paul said I have to die daily. I have to die on a daily basis because I understand that I need to be delivered from myself. My God, I need to be delivered from me. So that's, and then it says, according to the will of God. It's denoting the desire of God rather than the resolve of God. We're not talking about the resolve, but we're talking about God's desire. It's God's desire in us that he deliver us from ourselves, that he might have his power and his authority, that his love might manifest itself in our life. You know what? We have forgotten. We're no longer teaching about the love of God. It's the love of God that constrains us. It's the love of God that gives us the ability to overwhelm sin. It is the love of God that conquers situations and circumstances. It is the love of God and the love you have for him that gives you power to withstand anything that comes your way. It's the power of God in his love. Undeserved favor of God. We didn't deserve it, but he gave it to us anyway. We didn't deserve to be saved, but he saved us anyway. We didn't deserve to be delivered, but he delivered us anyway. We didn't deserve to be healed, but he healed us anyway. We didn't deserve to have peace of mind, but he gave it to us anyway. We didn't deserve to be encouraged, but he encouraged us anyway. Why? Because he first loved us. Amen. I'm excited about him loving me first. Amen. Hallelujah. For it is the will of God and our Father. Well, it's the will of the Son and of the Father. It's their will. But see, the Father's will is that the Son might manifest himself in you and the fruit of the Spirit might manifest itself in you. The fruit of God's Spirit, the knowledge of God, the word of God, the power of God. God is moving in this earth and men and women can't see him moving because we have become so caught up and so infatuated with things. Yeah, we have. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. That means that's the end of that. And that's the end. That's all, folks. Then we move on to something totally different. I marvel that ye are so soon, after knowing all this, after knowing that Jesus gave himself that you might be forgiven, after knowing that Jesus gave himself that you might be saved, after knowing that Jesus gave himself that you might be healed, after knowing that Jesus gave himself that you might be protected, that knowing that Jesus gave himself that you might have peace of mind, that you might have joy, that you might have faith, that you might have goodness, that you might have mercy, that you might have understanding, knowing that Jesus gave himself, why are you so easily removed? He said, I marvel. I'm intrigued. I'm astonished that after all you've seen God do, you allowed yourself to be removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ, or into the love of God. Removed from him that called you. What he's saying is, Christ came into your life that he might save you and deliver you from yourself. But I see that you have been removed from that because you have given yourself over to yourself. Oh my God, it's warm in here. Been there, done that. You have given yourself over to yourself in the fact that now you do the things which you think are right in your own eyes and not the things that God thinks is right in his own eyes. We're moving back into the book of Judges, where every man done what he thought was right in his own eyes. Well, that's what we do. And then what we do is we go into the Bible and we find a scripture that goes along with what we did. I'd have screwed up bad, but I can't find the word in the scripture to forgive me for what I did. I tried. I've searched the Bible, sis, and I ain't found nothing. What I found, it says, get it together, Joker. So he was marveled that they were so soon removed or set aside or deserting that which they knew God had done for them, that called you into or set you into the grace of Christ, who unto another gospel. Well, you've heard me preach this before. When it talks about another gospel, it's talking about another idea or something that is generic. People are being destroyed for lack of knowledge because they are listening to stuff that's generic. It ain't the real thing. It's a word, but it ain't the real word. The word of God is supposed to exhort, edify, and build. The word of God don't destroy. The word of God don't make you fearful. The word of God is preached, isn't supposed to make you hate others or despise others. If you're hearing a word and that's what it's got you doing, you need to turn your roof tube off. Amen. He said, another gospel. You done got yourself caught up in another gospel, another idea, not something that's good. We know that the gospel of Jesus is good news. Folks ain't preaching good news. They want you to be afraid to walk down the street. They want you to be afraid to get in your car. They want you to be afraid to leave your house. And they're preaching this stuff over TV and over the radio. And they're preaching this stuff in their churches because they want you to be afraid. Because if they can get you to be afraid, then they can control you. I don't want to try to control you. I can't control me. Amen. So every action creates a reaction. So what you do creates something in your life. So it's important that we watch what we create. My God, I'm almost done. Don't worry. Which is not another. But there be some or certain ones that trouble you and would pervert or turn you away from or turn you aside from the gospel of Jesus. Oh, my God. There are some, we all got them in our lives, people that would turn us away from the truth. Come on, let's do this. God don't care. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. They want to change your mind. They'll tell you in a minute, where was your God when this happened? Where was your God when you were sick? Where was your God when you didn't have the money you needed and you had to ask me for some money? I tell them, when I was sick, my God was still with me. Well, how you know that? I said, because I'm still alive. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, where was your God when you had to borrow money from me? He was still with me. Prove it. You gave it to me. Have you forgotten who you are? You're the stingiest man in the world. You know how to get, you can take a dollar and squeeze water out of it. But you gave me what I asked for. Why? Because of the power of God. God gave me favor with you. Because God is still moving. People don't understand. Don't be persuaded. Most importantly, don't let yourself persuade you out of missing out on what God has for you. You can sit up and you can talk to yourself and you can meditate on some bad things that'll separate you from the love of God. People will put stuff in your head, put stuff in your heart, put stuff in your spirit, and you, instead of you guarding your heart with all diligence, you done let this stuff get in your heart, in your spirit, and it messes with you all day, all night. You start to doubt the people of God. You start to doubt God, and before you know it, you've fallen down the way, fallen down the hill, trying to grab onto a tree limb or something to stop your fall. Hallelujah. Look what the word says. I'm closing. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which ye have heard preached unto you, let him be accursed. He said, if we preach the wrong thing, if an angel come down here and preach to you the gospel and it isn't edifying and it's not instructing and it's not letting you know, if an angel come and teach you this, then it ain't God. It ain't the gospel. It's this new thing going on. We got all this new wave teaching going on. We got this new wave teaching going on now. Folks so concerned about what color Jesus was. I don't give a flying flip. I never met the man anyway. All I know, I've been saved by grace. If his grace was enough to save me and keep me, then that's all I'm concerned about, Mom. All of that other stuff is foolishness. We're preaching about first fruits ministries now. You send them your first fruits ministry. Your first fruit ministry is $300. If it worked for them, I'm going to try it too. You are the first fruit. Your life is first fruits. That's why the Bible says, study to show yourself approved, needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, so that you'll know that it's the Spirit of the living God. Somebody is out and they need to hear this. You bad boy. I'm closing, seriously. It says, have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Not just cursed, but accursed. It's the difference between being cursed and being accursed. That means what being accursed means is the very things that are coming out of your mouth going to come back to get you. Oh, my God. That's why the Bible says there's death and life in the tongue. So you better bridle it. As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached, that ye have heard and received, let him be accursed. My God. For do I now persuade men, or do I persuade God? Or do I seek to please men? Or if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Everybody out trying to please somebody. I was caught up in that thing too, trying to please somebody. You can't please nobody. Amen. They'll look good. They'll smile in your face. But as soon as you turn your back, you become a pinpoint. So you better know who you are in God. Know what God is doing in you. have the word of God in you. Live according to the word of God. If you make a mistake, get yourself up. Keep yourself moving. Keep it moving. Don't worry about what people think, what they say, because it ain't their life anyway. It's your life. They didn't call you. God called you. They didn't choose you. God chose you. They didn't anoint you. God anointed you. So therefore, you press your way on in to what God has for you. Don't you be removed unto another gospel, but you let the same gospel that has given you life and keeps you alive and keeps you with joy and keeps you with peace in troubles time, you let that gospel be the gospel that you listen to, and you be able to discern what is true and what is right. Don't take my word for it. Open up your Bible and find out if that's what God is saying. Don't take another man or woman's word for what they say. Search it out yourself. Find out if it be true. Learn of God. Learn of Jesus. He said, come unto me all. Learn of me and see if I be the Son of God. We've got to find out for ourselves, Brother Tony. We've got to stop taking people's advice and taking people's word and learn for ourselves. Yeah. I'm closing. I had got mad with Pastor Hart one day. Man, I was studying and God was teaching me all kind of stuff. And I was feeling kind of, had me some suspenders, popping them. Because I got all this knowledge and Brother Hart's still teaching on the bees. And I went to him, I said, Pastor Hart, how come you're not teaching this? Real haughty. How come you ain't teaching this? He said, I know all of that. I said, well, why aren't you teaching it? People ready for some change. Yeah, he said, I'm ready for some change too. I said, what is that for you to shut your mouth? I said, Brother Hart, what's that got to do with what I'm asking you? He said, let me tell you something. If you think that I'm not giving you enough food for you, there's your Bible. Open it up. Get you a spoon and feed yourself. And when you get through feeding yourself and the nourishment of that word gets to flowing down into your spirit, you will realize and you're going to come back to me and apologize. I said, it ain't going to happen. He said, whatever, and walked away. A year and a half later, I went to Pastor, you know what, Brother Hart, you were right. I understand. And I apologize, and I'm sorry. He said, no big deal. Come on, I'm going to take you, get you something to eat. Took me to White Castle. I thought I was going to get a steak. I said, he finna take me to get me a big old quarter house steak. And it's going to be on, man, a big potato. I said, Brother Hart, where are we going? Right here. Right where? Right here. Car's blowing, jump right in the White Castle. We're going to get us some White Castles. I say, splendid. Hallelujah. All the time he eating and driving, he going, ain't they good? Food everywhere. If you ever seen Pastor Hart eat, I mean food going everywhere. They just absolutely good, aren't they? Oh yeah, Brother Hart, they're real good. I'm sure Sister Hart going to be thrilled with you when you get home tonight. But pay attention to the gospel that goes into your ears, because it'll affect your heart. It'll affect your spirit. And it'll make you see things the way you want to see them and not the way God wants you to see them. And the minute that starts happening, you'll start slipping. And you'll lose out on everything that God has promised you. And I'm determined, whether hell or high water, whatever God has for me, I'm going to get it, Brother Tim. If I have to do it all by myself, I'm going to get it. Because I done been through a whole lot, just like you have. And I done put up with a whole lot, just like you have. And we ain't done putting up with a whole lot, just like you're not. But it's something about the power of the living God that's in us, that chose us, that called us, that gave us the power that we will not be removed from the gospel, because we know how to cast down imaginations that try to exhort themselves above or against the very word of God that's in our lives. Amen. Amen. Everyone stand. Ooh, hallelujah.